I don't want to get kicked in the nuts by a dog. That's my goal.
I mean, it's not a good goal. It's a fair thing not to want.
So when we were in Disneyland back in December, we had a wonderful time. Disneyland always is. But it's not a conducive place for taking 10 minutes to go and use the bathroom. Because we're always running around going really quick. Hey, go to this, right? Go to this show. Go do this, do that. Talk to this character. Now we're going to go draw. Find out what Disney character you are. Go, 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 go. We're very packed. My sister is a great planner for vacations, and she keeps our schedules full. So I didn't have time to poop. This is what I'm trying to say here. So all day, I couldn't go. And we were so busy, it wasn't a big deal until right around like 9 o'clock at night as we're starting to round up the kids to go back. I'm like, oh, we need to get back. So we started going back to the hotel. And my wife had left earlier because she and my daughter were getting really tired. So I go to our hotel room where it was just me, my wife, and my two kids. And I start banging on the door like, let us in. And she's not answering. I call her on the phone, no answer. I'm like, oh, crap. She's either really out or something. She had the only key, so I couldn't get in. And I started just kind of dancing around a little bit. And my brother-in-law's like, you okay? I'm like, I just really need you to the bathroom. I'm like, well, you can use mine. You're taking a huge risk here, sir, but I appreciate it. And so I go in there, and, you know, at this point, I'd been eating amusement park food for a week. So I produced, it just all kind of mushed together and created a big Hershey's Kiss that just completely engulfed the entire bottom thing there. And I'm like, whoa, better out than in, right? Flush. Glad that's out of my life. That is not out of my life. That is still there. The entire wad was just there. And I'm like, oh, crap. Flush again. No effect. Flush again. No effect. I'm like, okay, now I'm just the guy in the bathroom, like, flushing 5 or 6 times. And nothing is changing. And I was kind of looking around. But you don't want to dig around in your sister/brother-in-law's bathroom too much looking for an implement to destroy this thing. So I was going through my pockets and I found this pen that we'd been using for the kids to get autographs from all the Disney characters. I'm like, appreciate your service, felt tip pen. Cha, cha, cha.
Did you sword fight with the poop?
I had to hack it to pieces. I had to like go to battle with this thing to get it into deal-withable chunks. And then I got rid of it. And then I got rid of that pen.
Yes, please. And thank you. I was going to say, please don't let this spiral out of control. And
then I gave that pen to Mickey Mouse the next day, and he got poop on his gloves.
There's got to be so much fecal matter on those gloves from all the kids shaking hands and everything. That's the least of Mickey's worries.
Yeah, those suits have got to be disgusting.
Yeah.
Between what the kids put on them and what I've heard goes on backstage.
Oh.
Gross.
Come on over. We're going to put it on the pile and burn it.
Whenever they see the adult, they always want the high five. Like, hey, come on, Dad, you got to get interacting with me so the kids will interact. And I'm like, I'm going to wash my hands after this. But for the sake of my children, up top, Goofy. Up top.
And then he nut shots you. Oh, Goofy. Always get me, you trickster.
You've been kicked in the nuts by a Disney character? Like, that's a very specific reference right there.
No, I have never. I could just, of any of the Disney characters, especially the main, like, 4 or 5, Goofy would be the one to try a nut shot.
I can see him accidentally kicking you with those massive shoes of his, but if like that's intentional, that's assault.
I mean, good luck. Good luck pinning it on the giant dog with gloves.
And in the case of Shinny versus Goofy, we find insanity. I don't know. I don't know what they would find. I don't know the law, but I don't want to get kicked in the nuts by a dog. That's my goal.
I mean, it's not a good goal. It's a fair thing not to want. But now I'm just picturing, like, the Judge Judy of, like, because when they're in the suits, you know, you can't say anything. Like, you can't hear anything. Also, if you said anything, it couldn't sound like Goofy. So you don't say anything. It's all just, like, big mannerisms and shaking your head and everything. So sitting in court, like, showing, like, the plaintiff is, like, sitting over there just, like, stewing, just, like, talking to the lawyer, maybe. And Goofy's sitting over there just clapping. And it's like, bailiff, please tell that man to calm down or you will arrest him. Jesus.
He's already arrested. That's why he's in court.
Yeah, that's it.
The thing is, can you prove it's the right Goofy? That's what would really traumatize people. Like, all he'd have to do is say, it's like, no, it was a different guy dressed up as Goofy that kicked this guy in the nuts. You can't prove it was me. We all look the same with the suit on. It's the same suit. Seven dudes wear this suit every day.
Yeah, but we're not trying.
I have to smell it.
We're not trying Tyrone Johnson. We're trying Goofy. So you cannot leave that suit, sir.
It's just whoever happened to be wearing the suit when the cops show up gets taken to
jail. We're going to replace Goofy? No, that's Goofy. We have another costume. No, that's Goofy.
Well, because they have really strict rules about it. Disney won't let multiple people wear the same suit at the same time. You'll never see Mickey at two out at the same time in two different places. Right. So I can see that. Like, Mickey gets arrested and goes to court. And you're like, well, there's just no Mickey at Disneyland until we get him back.
Yeah. That's a great that is ripe with like fiction potential. Mickey goes on a bender and they have to get Mickey back. It's like the Disney characters with Hangover. It's like, why can't we just have somebody else be Mickey? We have like 20 costumes over there because Mickey is missing. And when Mickey is found and that guy is Mickey also, we are screwed.
We either need to bring him back or kill him, and then we can have another Mickey. Until then,
and there's your
Mickey
movie.
Isn't feeling well.
There's your movie. There's one group trying to find him to save him, and there's one group trying to find him to kill him. And meanwhile, Mickey is just blasted out of his mind. And you don't, and there's no, it's not Mickey, we know, it's a guy in the Mickey costume, but this guy, you know, like, incommunicado, doesn't say a word, he's just wandering around.
Well, and the people who have to go get him that aren't trying to kill him are going to have to be dressed up like Minnie and Donald and Goofy to, like, kind of sell it, because, like, just people are going to go pull Mickey back in a thing. Once again, that's ruining people's childhood, traumatizing kids. But if Goofy pulls Mickey out of a strip club, then that's all in character and it's fine.
I think with that group, though, you have to have one human, because that one human trying to interact with the other ones that cannot talk is going to be comedy gold. Well, then you got, like, Harvey Keitel heading up the other, like, group of assassins who are trying to kill Mickey so they can finally get Mickey back.
Well, at first they go out without another human. Then they try and, like, book a flight to Vegas, and then they're just all sitting looking at each other like, we didn't think this through. So they got to go get, like, Hannah Montana or some Disney Channel personality to be their interpreter.
Meanwhile, there's little interludes of like Mickey like mounting like lion statues in Vegas and just humping them. We have to find Mickey. He's ruining the Disney brand. That one rule just gives you so much potential for stories. That is so good.
Yeah.
If one gets lost, we cannot start another one. Next shift cannot begin. And all those people are out of work?
Well, it just keeps cutting back to this line of people wearing Mickey from the waist down.
Yeah, just waiting.
Tapping their feet like, I can't go on shift. Like, I'm really behind on my rent, guys. I need to be paid. I only get paid from ear time. If I don't got the ears on, I get no money.
So when they finally find Mickey, and unfortunately the assassins group finds him, so they take him out. As soon as word gets back to the other Mickeys, a, like, battle royale free-for-all starts where they all have to fight to see who's going to be the first Mickey. Because, like you said, they all have the costume half on.
I like that scene, but you're really going to kill the Mickey? You're going to let the bad guys win?
I think...
This isn't wrestling.
It sounds incredibly dark. So, yes, I'm going to do that because, again, it's a dude in a Mickey costume, so we have another one. You're not killing Mickey. Yeah, you get the moment where we've killed Mickey and the other Disney characters show up and they're mourning him. But again, they're still the Disney characters, so they're just like pantomiming to the sky, not saying a word. And the human that was with them is just like, oh man, this was really messed up. Yeah, I'm just going to leave. See you guys later.
I don't want a scene, because they can't do it publicly. It can't be a sniper shot. It's got to be in some dark alley where he's kneeling down executioner style, and they have to, like, do it three or four times to get through that head, that big mask he wears. That's just too dark for me. I don't want that.
You said it's too dark, but you're the one that just described it. I didn't describe that. That is sinister.
I want an emotional scene where he's sitting at a bar just at the bottom of the thing where Donald sits up next to him and has that pantomime conversation about, no, man, I've been dark places too. You've seen my temper. I had to go to so much counseling for me and Daisy. But we got through it, man. And this is all just in hand gestures and
right,
hugs, because that's how they communicate. And then Mickey's like, yeah, I'm going to make something better of myself. And he puts down his drink and he goes in the bathroom, takes the suit off, comes out, he's just a dude. Donald makes a call, which is, once again, all in pantomime. He's on the phone, the human, like, sighs, takes the phone, says, like, we got him. The mouse is back in the house.
And also, because it's all pantomime, he's not actually calling. Donald's going like this the entire time. So nobody's actually talking to him. He's not actually on the phone. Also, if you would like to see this movie, we're not going to make it because they've already made it. And it's in part Death to Smoochie, if you've not seen that movie. That is in part what we're talking about here. Our idea definitely goes further, has a different premise, but I mean, that one is like, you know, cute, fluffy mascots getting murderous and getting involved with the mob, and it's a fun, dark, weird movie.
I've never heard of this.
Oh yeah, Robin Williams, Ed Norton, I think.
Yeah,
he's in it, and yeah, it's got a cast, but it's weird. Be prepared to go all the way weird with it. But oh, and Jon Stewart, that's right, Jon Stewart's in it because he always made fun of it on Daily Show. Yeah, I absolutely want this movie written and shot, and another one. Put it down. Don't publish this podcast, though, because we need to lock down the rights to this for...
Well, no, this is how we lock down the rights. We put it on the show with a timestamp, and people were like, oh, yeah, they did make it first. And then if anyone does make the movie, we can sue them. This is how This is how Tusk became a thing. The Kevin Smith movie?
Yeah.
They just spitballed it on a podcast, and then it was copyrighted. And then five years later, he made it.
All right, well, we just need to become friends with a good director.
Hey, Chris Columbus!
Chris Columbus!
You want to come over to my house?
I don't think you know who Chris Columbus is if you think he's going to direct this.
I don't know. He did Harry Potter. He could do this.
No. Harry Potter is good-natured but also sinister fun. This is very dark. Chris Columbus is not our pick for this.
Okay, who do you want to direct?
Guillermo del Toro. Or not Guillermo del Toro. I meant to say Quentin Tarantino.
No, because I don't want a foot scene in our movie.
Hey, you take what you get. You want Tarantino, you gotta deal with some feet stuff.
I don't want Tarantino. I want Chris Columbus. Or Del Toro. I'd take Del Toro. He'd put some weird stuff in the background, but I mean...
No, Del Toro would go too weird. He would change our vision. We'd have to fire him anyway, so let's just not even start. Don't even...
Peter Jackson? He does epics.
No, because it's going to be like 4 hours long and it's not going to make any sense. No, we need a tight hour and a half movie. I'll look up the guy that did John Wick. I think he'd be in for it.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Done. Bank Sweet. It.
All right, well, we're going to be super rich in a few years and it's going to be great. And I cannot wait.
Also, we started talking about poop.
Oh yeah, this started because I plugged a toilet at Disneyland. I forgot about that.
Just want to point out, all of our great ideas start with poop.
Thank you very much for listening. To find more podcasts from our network, head on over to www.digitalstrips.com. You can also find us at twitter.com/digitalstrips, facebook.com/digitalstrips, or soundcloud.com/digitalstrips.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.